5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And we are just about 3 hours away from game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes. There is an official watch party tonight at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. So if you want to watch the Panthers game tonight in the official setting, the official watch party, you head over to Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. We'll have all the TVs on the Panthers game. Get yourself a little gloves off, maybe some blueberry cobbler. One of my favorite beers there, blueberry cobbler, back at the Funky Buddha tap room. And going to be found statewide at select retailers. You can always check funkybuddha.com. Look for the beer finder. But you got action tonight. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Official Florida Panthers watch party. That's where you want to be. You want some lines for tonight's game, Solana?
Yeah, let's do it.
See if there's any action that intrigues you at all.
Matthew Tkachuk to score a goal. That's what I want to know. Matthew Tkachuk to score a goal.
He'd be the guy, right, where you go, you know what? He did it against Carolina before. Let's and he's due. He's one of the few guys who hasn't scored a goal, right?
Brother, he is due.
So, Panthers tonight, plus 105 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina's a minus 125 favorite tonight. Over under 5.5 goals. And player props, let's see. Goals, Matthew Tkachuk to score a goal is plus 185. If you think Tkachuk is your dude, Marchand to score a goal, plus 300. Looking for a little Marchand payday, plus 300. Bobrovsky, over under on saves is 25.5. Frederick Anderson, 23.5. And did we look at the series line?
Series line has the Panthers as the favorite.
Interesting.
At least it did yesterday when I looked at it.
Let me see if I can find that. Let's see. Games. Panthers, Hurricanes. Series winner. Panthers are minus 135 favorites. Hurricanes are plus 110.
From what I gather, you said the over-under is 5.5 goals. If it's over, that's great for the Florida Panthers. Like, this Hurricanes team isn't going to outscore the Cats. If it's under, we're in for another one of these grind-it-out series. Every game is going to be a one-goal game, how it was in 2023.
Line tonight for the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. Oklahoma City, a 6.5-point favorite over the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, the Knicks, 4.5-point favorites over the Pacers.
We didn't do talk about a Tuesday today, Hawk, but one of my topics would have been if you were starting an organization today. And I think I asked Gelb a similar question last week, but if you're starting an organization today.
And Jalen Brunson.
Okay, well, he's not on the option, and I despise your secret Knicks love. I can't make it any clearer that I don't
Anthony
like
Mason.
Your secret Knicks love. Are you taking Anthony Edwards or SGA moving
it's a
forward?
Great question.
Those two are on the table. Who are you taking?
I mean, Anthony Edwards is more fun to watch.
For sure.
But how could you not take the reigning MVP, or who will be the reigning MVP? Man, but I feel like Anthony Edwards, I don't know. I'd probably take Ant-Man, to be quite honest.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's funny. He's not the MVP.
Right.
OKC has the best record. They're 7-point favorites in the conference finals tonight. And I feel like everybody's taking Anthony Edwards over SGA.
All right, let's do headlines here. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a game night. By the way, couple of things going on. So we had our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. What was it, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
So Drew Estate, one of the sponsors, they've given us tickets for their sold-out barn smoker, which is including a tour of the Florida Sungrown Farm, fine spirits. You get a catered dinner. You get an exclusive barn smoker cigar pack. This apparently, from what we're told, is an event that sells out in minutes every year. And Drew Estate was kind enough to give us a couple of these tickets to give away on the air or via the website. So if you want to win this great prize, go to WQAM.com, click on the contest page, enter right there. You got to be 21 or older to win and attend. But that's up there right now in the contest section at WQAM.com. All right, let's get headlines. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Aside from the games tonight, NBA announced the all-rookie teams. Second team includes your guy, Matas Buzelis, and Heat rookie, Khalil Ware.
Let's go. Put those two guys together in a lineup? Holy mackerel.
Pella Larson snubbed. NFL players will be eligible to play in flag football in the upcoming Olympics. I know we covered it, but Hawk, who from the Dolphins do you think is going to want to be on Team USA? Tyreek Hill for sure, right?
Well, we know Tyreek Hill. He's been very clear about it.
For sure. Do we have anybody else who would potentially make it?
Let's see.
Seems like
it'd put offensive-minded guys, right?
Yeah. I mean, DBs on defense.
I feel like you play both sides in flag football.
Do you?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'll put Devon Achane on there.
Okay, Devon Achane. Jimmy, call the flag football office of Team USA. Find out the rosters here. Oh, this means
if you
that
can.
That what was that flag football guy who was upset and saying he'd be better than Patrick Mahomes? You remember that like a year ago when this story first surfaced?
Oh, yeah,
he's going to be back in the news cycle.
He understands the nuances of flag football better than an NFL player.
My nightmare. That guy, I don't even know his name. That guy, flag football guy, is going to come out and say he'd be a better fit than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes for Team USA.
Okay, guy.
Tonight, Western Conference Finals in the NBA does begin at 8:30. Panthers at the Hurricanes starts at 8 p.m. I said it earlier, but 29 years since in the NBA, Western Conference Finals didn't include a team from Texas or California. I have the list here. In 1996, Utah and Seattle. 95-96, Utah-Seattle was the Western Conference Final. Utah goes on to the NBA Finals.
Seattle goes on to disappear.
Or maybe it was Seattle who won the conference that year.
Who's your Mount Rushmore of Supersonics?
Kevin Durant.
Knew you were going to say that.
Kevin Durant, Ray Allen. Oof. Struggling here.
Gary Payton.
Oh, the glove.
And Ricky Silbers.
When did the Supersonics disband? 2007?
When did OKC start?
Yeah, 2007, 2008. It's crazy. Feels like it was only a couple years ago. Marlins do play tonight. Matt Mervis is batting cleanup for the Fish. They won yesterday. They beat the Cubs. Don't look now. They've won three of their last four, Hawk.
Oh, wild card?
Still third to last in National League, but they've won three of their last four. Ryan Weathers gets the nod for the Fish. You have any hot take on University of Miami baseball?
No, the only thing I know about them is what you sent me.
Yeah, they didn't have the best go at it today in the ACC tournament.
See a so lot is that of, it?
I don't know. I don't know if they were eliminated today. I don't know if you know how the ACC tournament works, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think it's single elimination this year.
Yeah, they lost 12-2 today versus Cal, who was like the 16 seed in the ACC. But if we're being honest, Hawk, I mean, Cal's not even a real ACC team. What's going on there?
Cal put up 7 runs in the 4th inning.
Well, I believe in college baseball, there's a 10-run mercy rule. I think the Canes got mercy ruled in the first round of the ACC tournament.
That's so?
Yeah, because it says final 8 innings. They were down 12-2. And I know that working the FIU games, that there's a mercy rule. The Canes got mercy ruled in the ACC tournament today.
Is it possible ACC tournament games are only 8 innings?
It is possible.
All right.
That is that could be a possibility, but I don't believe so. Somebody thinks we're really effing stupid for not bringing up Lenny Wilkins.
Wasn't he the coach?
I don't know, but my first answer was Kevin Durant guy. Yeah, that was the point. I was trying to be really effing stupid.
But Lenny Wilkins was, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, but he didn't play for the Sonics, did he?
Could still make the Mount Rushmore.
Right. I know, yeah. You're right.
I'd rather do Mount Rushmore of menu items at Sonic.
They did play 4 seasons with the Sonics. Yeah.
I'd mentioned this earlier, but Barry Jackson reporting that the Dolphins have made contact with Asante Samuel Jr., former cornerback that played, or cornerback formerly played for the LA Chargers. This was funny today, Hawk. I saw Kendrick Perkins call out Donovan Mitchell and just torched him. Donovan Mitchell for never taking a team that he's played for out of the second round. But, man, what a difference 2 weeks makes, because we're talking about Donovan Mitchell after he ran through the Miami Heat with Ty Jerome as one of the top 5, top 10 players in the NBA.
Sorry, I was sidetracked. I was reading something here. Eataly is finally ready to open at Aventura Mall.
That's right. That place is fire.
Now, I love Eataly.
Yeah.
And they're opening one in West Palm Beach at City Place. A huge one. It's under construction. But apparently, according to Time Out, Eataly will open at the Aventura Mall Thursday, June 12th, 3 p.m. Let's set up a live broadcast.
Book it.
I'm down.
That place is so good. Oh, I'm going to be on the Jersey Shore. I'll send them my regards.
Which Eataly have you been to?
We have been to Eataly in Chicago, New York, Las Vegas, and Tokyo.
Wow. You went to Eataly in Tokyo?
It was in the station. It was in the train station.
Uh-huh.
So we get to, I can't remember if it was Tokyo or Kyoto. I think it may have been Kyoto. So we take the bullet train to Kyoto. I don't know. Somehow, or maybe it was the airport or something. I don't know. Somehow we end up, we're in either Tokyo or Kyoto, and we're starving. And it's, it must have been Tokyo, because I think we had just gotten there. We didn't know how to, you know, we just didn't know how to get around. And, you know, the station is like a city. And everything was kind of closing. It was late. Eataly was open. And I don't even remember what we got, because I don't even think it was like traditional Eataly. I don't know. But yes, we were there in Tokyo.
Eataly's fire. Have you been to Little Spain in New York City?
No.
Yeah, it's Mercado Little Spain, Market Little Spain. It's Eataly, but Spanish food. They have your churros con chocolate there. Oh. But, bro, it is fire, man. They need to open that
churros
up.
Churros y chocolate was the name of my textbook.
Yeah. Well, they gotta open that up in every city as well. Is the Aventura Mall food court still elite? I haven't been to Aventura Mall in a decade.
they made it a little cutesy. So it used to be elite because, you know, Aventura Food Court used to have a Tony Roma's Express, yeah, a Mrs. Fields Cookies. Like they had five guys in there. They made it cutesy. They changed the location of it, and hey, they got like lobster rolls and like, but it's like almost a little too foo-foo.
Huh. So it's like bougie now?
A little bit, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking. Oh, they have a Motec, a Toku, Pubbelly, Serafina.
A little cutesy.
Every
you
meal,
know what I mean? Like,
every
hey,
meal's costing you $72.
Right. Like, hey, how about I get like a taco and a cookie, a slice of cookie cake?
They have a Cheesecake Factory at Aventura Mall?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the other one, though? What's the sister?
Lux, Grand Lux.
Grand Lux Cafe. I thought it was a Grand Lux Cafe at Aventura Mall.
I think they had both, to be quite honest.
Oh, Sean that's Kemp. Ridiculous.
How does everybody forget Sean Kemp?
I said Sean Kemp. I said Sean Kemp.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Anybody say Jack Sikma?
No. I saw Rashard Lewis got texted in Elite.
Yeah.
Great call. So what, you can't get Kelly's Cajun Grill at Aventura Mall anymore at the food court?
No, no. Too cutesy.
It's not a food court if it doesn't have Kelly's Cajun Grill.
Yeah, they call it like, I forget what it's called. It's got some weird name too. It's not even Aventura Mall Food Court anymore.
What a joke. The best part about the food court is kind of just walking around getting free samples of everything.
Tony Roma's Express. I mean, nobody had that. They had up in Tampa, when I was up in Tampa, I think I sent it either on social media or to you guys as a picture, but it was a Tony Roma's Burgers or something like that. They still had ribs, but it was in the food court. It was at International Mall. I think it was called International Mall or International Court in Tampa, but they had a Tony Roma's Burgers or it had some strange name to it. But then they also had there at Tony Roma's Magnolia banana pudding. Now, if you ever go to New York City and you don't get banana pudding at Magnolia, you're not doing New York City right.
Yeah. The line, I was
they
there.
They have it in Tampa.
I was there a couple weeks ago. The line outside Magnolia was
out the door.
Hour long.
Crazy.
Omar Kelly saying that Cheesecake Factory at Aventura has been open for 20 years. I thought it was Grand Lux Cafe, and the idea of
they
having...
They may have had both.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I mean, Grand Lux...
You know how big Aventura Mall is?
Yeah.
You could have two Cheesecake Factories there.
Yeah, but I think that it was it wasn't connected to the mall. I think it was its own separate...
Right, it was like an out parcel.
Yeah.
Jimmy, call Aventura Mall and ask him when Grand Lux closed.
I hate when somebody's like, let's go to Grand Lux. No, let's just go to Cheesecake Factory. It's better.
Well, nobody says that anymore. They're all closed.
Grand Lux, all of them closed?
Aren't they out of business?
I thought it was Cheesecake Factory, just like an upscale Cheesecake Factory.
I believe they're out of business. Yep. All right, anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover
Law Firm. Jimmy?
They're out of business as of November 2020.
Yeah, I thought so.
Damn. Hate when restaurants go out of business. Your weather.
I mean, how about that? Grand Lux. Oh, a couple months into COVID. Oh, we're pulling the plug. Yeah, way to have some faith. Grand Lux.
Cowards.
Guess what? Grand Lux, not vaxxed.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Hot, humid. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where... there will be the official Panthers watch party tonight. So if you're looking to hang out with Panthers fans, watch game one tonight. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park is the place to be. You'll have the time of your life if you're rooting for the Panthers. Hopefully we have the time of our lives rooting for the Panthers tonight and this series. Although, just keep in mind the way the Toronto series started. We're down 2-0, came back, won a couple, and then all of a sudden, you know, became the Panthers series in Game 7. So it all gets underway tonight. You're going to have Hurricane Hotline coming up after us, and then you're going to get the Panthers pregame show beginning at 7:30. Puck is going to drop at 8 p.m. Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight right here on 560 QAM. Man, we learned a lot today. We learned that Solana believes gnocchi is a top 10 Italian dish. Of course, it's not. It's number 21 behind store-made Italian dressing. Italy opens in June 12th at the Aventura Mall. That's exciting. All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Panthers, need I even say it. But go Matt Mervis, batting cleanup tonight against the Cubbies. Let's go Mervis. Let's go Marlins. Go Panthers, go Marlins. We will speak with you manana.